You are listening to Sunday morning service at Unity of Tustin. Unity of Tustin is a vibrant spiritual community committed to individual and collective awakening through sacred teachings and practices, one God, one heart, many paths.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Lisa Hewitt. It's my joy and my honor to be with you this Sunday. We have a beautiful Sunday service planned for you as we get a welcome back Reverend Blair Tabor to our community. Yes. He was here with us in early September, I believe. Yes. So glad to have you back. I'll be doing a proper introduction just shortly. But before we go any further, will you join me in prayer? So let's take a moment to just anchor ourselves, center, and taking a deep breath. Beloved one, we give thanks for you, for this time together, for this sacred community, for each other. We open ourselves up toward your divine presence. We know that this time is holy and sacred. And we are grateful for the many blessings upon us today and every day. And we say, thank you, God. Amen.
Well, what a wonderful service so far, huh? The music has been great. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Meditation was beautiful. Daily word was good. So great. Thanks. Sig Paulson was one of my first Unity ministers. And he used to say that God is not a big slot machine with an arm on the side labeled affirmation, and all you do is pull the arm and you get what you want. So it doesn't work like that. I remember years ago teaching a class, and we had some newcomers in the class, and I was talking about affirmations, and one of the guys said, well, affirmations don't work. And I said, you're right. They don't work if you think they're magic words. If you think that just by saying something you're going to make it happen. That's not what affirmations are about. What I'm here to talk to you about today is the power behind affirmations. So here's from the book Prosperity. Charles Fillmore writes this. Our affirmations are for the purpose of establishing in our consciousness a broad understanding of the principles on which all life and existence depend. In other words, God. That's what life depends on. So it's established that God is present and God is at work through us. It's not to make something happen, but for us to be channels for that to happen. He goes on, the more often you present to your mind a proposition that is logical and true, the stronger becomes that inner feeling of security. Because feelings are a part of it. If we don't feel it, it's not going to work. How many times have you said to yourself, I should go to the gym, but I don't feel like it. So what happens? You don't go to the gym, no. But if you have a goal and you overcome that, I don't feel like it, so I've got this goal that I want to accomplish, and you keep reminding yourself of that, then you end up showing. So that feeling has to be there if we want it to work in our lives. So I want to sort of step back a little bit and talk a little bit how things work. So the traditional Trinity in Christianity is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Charles Fillmore talks about that these represent aspects of God that we can experience in our own lives, and he called them mind idea expression. The mind of God is more than just the mind, the ideas that are in God, but it's that whole presence of God, the presence of God, the substance of God, the energy of God, the light of God, all that God is, everywhere present, all the time, in every moment. And in that mind is this idea of it expressing. And so in that mind is this idea that God just isn't is, but God wants to create, God wants to express. And so we're that idea that wants expression through God. And so we have to recognize that it's not just waiting to happen, it's waiting for us to happen. And we become the living word that Jesus talks about, that living word of expressing what God is in every moment. So, and to show that affirmations do work, I want a story that goes back to when I was serving the Unity Church of Merced. I'd come back from a weekend with the YOU. It was this all-day Saturday thing, wonderful event. Came home, I was really tired. I thought, well, I'd been with the kids all day, that was it. Got up, did the Sunday lesson. After church, I went to my study, and I laid down on the floor, and I went to sleep. I was exhausted. So I went home, went to bed. I think it was sometime Monday, my wife looked at me and she says, you are yellow. My skin was yellow. And so she said, I'm going to call the doctor. So she called the doctor, described the symptoms to the doctor. The doctor said, you probably have infectious hepatitis. They call it hepatitis A now. And well, Merritt said, well, what's the medicine for it? It says, there is no medicine. You just either get better or you don't. And usually if you get better, it's 6 to 8 weeks before you can get back to work. So what I was doing is I was using the affirmation, you may be familiar with it, mighty currents of God's healing love flow through me now. And every moment that I was awake, I would repeat that. Mighty currents of God's healing love flow through me now. And the focus, of course, is on God's healing love. God's healing love flowing through me now. I would say that until I fell asleep. When I woke up again, you know, maybe an hour, 2 hours later, I'd say it, mighty currents of God's healing love flow through me now. Mighty currents of God's healing love flow through me. I did that 2 weeks later, I was back at work. So affirmations do work when you know that it's not just you doing the work. It's really the presence of God working through you. So I want to talk about some aspects to really make affirmations more of a living experience for us and connect with that power behind. So first, we want to talk a little bit about that they are not magic words. You can say, I want a new Porsche, I want a new Porsche, I want a new Porsche. And it's going to take more than that, isn't it, to make a Porsche happen. Not that a Porsche, I mean, Porsche may be what you want, and that's great. But it's not just the words that are going to do it. There's some other things that have to happen behind that. And these are what are sometimes called vain repetitions. And in the book Revealing Word, which has a wonderful collection of Charles Fillmore's quotes, here's what he says about that. He says, when we rehearse affirmations just because they are given us to hold with no thought of their inner reality, or if we are in a doubtful state of mind, they become vain repetitions. So if somebody says, oh, here's this affirmation, use it, but if you don't connect with it, if you don't feel it, it's not going to work for you. And if you just say something over and over and over and again without knowing that there's substance behind it, it's not going to work for you either. But it can work. He goes on, he says, it is true that a declaration of truth may not at first repeating find lodgment in consciousness. So the first time we say it, it may not stick because there's all these other thoughts going on in our minds as well. Usually the opposite of what we're trying to affirm, right? And that we may repeat it over and over before it becomes a living word. But the attitude of mind as we go through this process is the seed that bears fruit, the assurance of the harvest. The attitude what? That there's a power behind the affirmation that we're connecting with and that we're expressing through that. So he goes on here. He says, nothing outside of man, woman, child, whatever, can affect him when he is in contact with his what? Inner spiritual source. That's the key. Not just fancy words, the inner spiritual source. And so what we want to recognize is that we don't have to affirm gravity, do we? Oh, please, God, make gravity work. Please hold me to the planet. We don't have to do that, do we? It works. And because we know it works, we have faith in it, we believe in it, and we live our lives as if it's real. Well, it's the same thing. Once we know the truth and live from that truth, we don't need to make it up because we're operating with it in our lives as well. So we want to have this idea that you are not making something true when you say an affirmation. A point of an affirmation is to speak the truth of God that already is in our lives. So here's one here. Consciously energizing the gifts of the infinite. Let's say, I am consciously energizing the gifts of the infinite. I am consciously energizing the gifts of the infinite. That's what it's about, working with that in our lives. So again, we want to affirm the truth, affirm the truth. There was a man years ago who had an appointment with Charles Fillmore and went to the waiting area around his office. And he was about 20 minutes early, so he sat down. And the door was ajar to Charles Fillmore's office, and he heard Charles in there talking. So he thought someone was already in there. He was talking with him. So he waited, and he waited, and he waited, and he kept checking his watch. And about 20 minutes after his appointment was, he finally stuck his head in the door. And Charles Fillmore was in there by himself saying affirmations. And many times in Unity, we talk about Myrtle Fillmore's healing, but we don't always talk about Charles and his experience. When he was a child, when he was a boy, he had an accident that caused one of his legs to be 4 inches shorter than the other. And so he walked with a lift for a big part of his early adult life. But by the time he passed away, there was less than half an inch difference between his legs. So he was doing affirmations whenever he had a chance. He never had free time. He always filled it with affirmations when he was not having anything else to do. So here's what Emily Cady says in Lessons in Truth. The saying over and over of any denial or affirmation is the necessary training of the mind that has lived so long in error and false beliefs that it needs this constant repetition of truth to unclothe it of the old thoughts, the old beliefs, and to clothe it anew in the truth. When I was here last time, I talked about Zig Ziglar's statement of stinking thinking. And we all have that. And what happens many times when we say an affirmation, we say, I am prosperous. And that little chat in the mind goes, yeah, but what about all those bills on your table? I am the health of God. Well, what about your back? You know, so we've got sort of these things that are going on, the beliefs that we're operating with currently. So when our affirmations go in, they meet resistance of that old way of thinking. And so what she's saying is we need to unclothe that old pattern and to stick and confirm the new pattern. And so it takes a while sometimes. And so it seems sometimes that affirmations don't work. And it's not because they don't work, it's just they need to work some more. They've got more work to do, and we've got more work to do with it in ourselves. So the key is that we have access to that infinite presence. We have access to the mind of God. We have access to the life of God, the love of God, the joy of God. We have access to that in every moment, and it wants to work through us. So here's an affirmation. God is life. That life is in us. That life wants to live fully through us. Let's say that together. God is life. That life is in us. That life wants to live fully through us. So there's, and do you hear, there's a little chatter in your mind, sort of objecting to some of the things of that? That's normal. That's part of our process to work through that in life. Our goal really is to speak the radiant truth and to let it work through us. And we use not only thoughts and words, we also use images and particularly feelings to align with that truth and so that we can move forward. So here again, this is from Charles Filmer's book, Prosperity. I love this one. Charge your mind with statements that express plenty. So that's what we want to do, work with that. Okay, so here's, deny that lack has any place or reality in your thought or affairs, and affirm plenty as the only appearance. Praise what you have, be it ever so little, and insist that it's constantly growing larger. So we have deny, the use of denial. And in unity, it doesn't mean that we're pretending that things aren't real. It means that we're making a statement that releases our sense of power to that old way of thinking, that this is not my truth anymore. My truth is this. And then he says, use praise. Praise what you have. Praise the experience. You may be working on healing some part of your body. And at the beginning, it's not what you want, but keep praising that it's connecting with that life of God, that it's working through it. I don't need that old pattern of illness. I am one with God's truth. I give thanks that it's working now. So that's part of the pattern that we have working here in our lives. So I speak the living word of light, love, wisdom, joy, and power. We could do it this way. I speak the living word. No, it's I speak the living word of light, love, wisdom, joy, and power. You feel the energy? Do you also hear the objections that are rising up? That's okay. Keep working. Let's say it again. I speak the living word of light, love, wisdom, joy, and power. Yahoo! We want to feel that energy. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about breathing the words alive. What do we do to make our affirmations really have that sense, really feel like there's something working for us? So first, we want to, again, start with the idea that we're connecting with God. And again, you can call it God, infinite mind, Holy Spirit, energy, power. It doesn't matter. God doesn't care what you call it. In fact, there used to be some graffiti at the library at Unity Village. It used to say, God doesn't care what name you call her. You know, so, so it doesn't matter. But pick one that has energy for you, and we'll come back to that in a minute as well. And then what we want to do is then when we're speaking, to have a sense of zeal. What's your word for this month, your 12 power? Zeal is that energy. So we want to say our affirmations with some enthusiasm because, again, that's about that energy of God coming alive. We also want to know that God loves us, that we're a part of that loving presence. It wants us to be whole. It wants us to be joyous. It wants us to be creative. It wants us to experience that. It loves us that way. And to have, again, joy to me, I used to always tell people at the church in San Diego, if it's not going to be fun, I'm not going to show up. You know, it's like, why would I want to come? Why would anybody want to come? Let's find that joy to come alive with it. And the last is authority. We have this spiritual power here that we usually call power. I like to call it authority. We have been given authority to speak the living word of God. We're created in the image and likeness of God. We're meant to express that. And authority, we have the authority to do that. And in the word authority is the word author. We are the ones that get to author that energy, that get to write, to create. That's what we're created to do in our lives. So we want to craft our words. We want to choose our words very carefully. And careful in the sense of being full of care, not in the sense of being cautious, but being really cautious. There was a grad student who went to one of the professors at the university and asked him to be advisor for his dissertation. Professor said, I'd be glad to. So the grad student worked. He worked and worked months and months and months getting his dissertation together, got it beautifully bound, took it in, gave it to the professor, and the professor said, thanks. And so student left, and he waited and waited. It was months. Finally, he went back to the professor's office and says, well, what about my dissertation? He says, it needs some work. So he took it back, and he worked some more. And he did some more research and rewrote it, and the whole thing came back a couple months later and gave it to his professor again, says, here it is. He says, okay. And then he waited and waited. And finally went in again, so what with my dissertation? He says, I need some more work. Okay, so he went back and he did exquisite research, went back for all kinds of things, finally went back and said to his professor, this is it, I've done everything that I can do to make this as good as it can be. And the professor said, well, good, I'll read this one. So if we're going to write an affirmation, let's do it good the first time, right? Let's not be sloppy about it. So in the 4T program, I don't know how many of you have taken the 4T, Stretton Smith's wonderful program, he gave the most eloquent way of creating affirmations. He called it three-column prayer. Remember the old joke about ordering a Chinese meal, one from column A, one from column B, one from column C? So this is sort of like that. But column one is a name for God that you would use, that gives you energy, that gives you a sense of connection, that gives you a sense of power, that gives you a sense of aliveness. So because there's so many different traditions that we come from and that we've explored, it's different for each of us. The second column is connecting that idea of that presence of God within you, that it's working through you, it's a part of you, that you're its channel, something, some words along those lines. And the third column is the answer or the result or the quality of God that you want to express. So column one, two, and three. So here's an example, divine presence. That'd be a way to name God. Divine presence at work in me, so that connects it here, is my healing power. So that divine presence in me is, at work in me is my healing power. So you see how that, rather than saying God is health, this brings me to a sense of that it's here and it's already at work. So let's do another example. This one, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit flowing through, yes, I know I spelled through wrong, but it's a short column, narrow column, so I wanted to fit it in, is my blessing of peace, my blessing of abundance, my blessing of healing. The Holy Spirit flowing through is my blessing of life and joy. Again, however you want to create that. So let's give some other examples here. Infinite mind fills me with creativity. So again, name of God, within me, creativity. Father, mother, within me is my comfort and peace. Abba is the name that Jesus used to describe his experience of that presence of God. Abba, in my heart, is my resting place. Now, Stretton Smith also says you can combine column A and B with the name of God, I am. So you can say, I am peace, knowing that you're not just claiming it for yourself, you're given authority to express the name of God. So we can say, I am focused faith, I am life, I am joy. But again, you're doing it because you know you're connected to God in your life. So now, after crafting our words, we want to be conscious and deliberate at energizing the words. There's some place, I have not found it, but somebody said that there's a place where Charles Fillmore says that when we do an affirmation, we need to do it 2,500 times. Why? Because we've got all this other mental stuff going in there, and we need to keep saying it until it becomes the truth for us. I know that many of you are familiar with the book, The Outliers. It talks about how many hours it takes to move to a certain level, that 10,000 hours is sort of that. Imagine that you, through your life, have put that many hours into saying affirmations. What would the energy that you'd be connected with, consciously connected with in that in your life? So some other ways to do it are using images. Images in our mind, the imagination, is a very power creating. Again, that's another one of our powers. And or to create something like a treasure map. Catherine Ponder in her work calls it a wheel of fortune. Mary Catherine McDougall in her wonderful book on treasure map said when you make your map, you put images there, but at the center, put something that represents God for you. Again, because that's the power behind the affirmation. So whether it's a picture of light, of the sun, of a Bible, whatever, a cross, whatever for you represents that presence of God, and then put the pictures that you want around as a visual way of doing your affirmations. So another way, again, using the feelings, finding those words. I like the word interpenetrating. To think of God as this interpenetrating presence of life, of wholeness, of joy. Because that word somehow creates a tingle in me. So it's finding those words that for you give you that sense of aliveness, that I'm not just saying some words, but I'm connecting with power and I'm expressing that power in my life. Some of you may have grown up in a tradition where, the Catholic tradition for one, where if you were punished, one of the punishments was that you had to say the Lord's Prayer a certain number of times. And so if you had that punishment, your goal was to get through that as quickly as possible. So our Father in heaven, I will be thy name, the kingdom come, thy will be done. So I invite you to do exactly the opposite with that prayer or any prayer, to slow it down with your in-breath and your out-breath. Our Father, who art in heaven. At first, over somebody said, that'll take too long. I said, that's the point. It slows us down. Because there's a tradition of saying the Lord's Prayer 12 times. If you do that slow 12 times, what happens? Each word in the prayer becomes illuminated with new understanding, with new experience, with new power, because you're not just getting through it, but you're standing in the middle of it, and you're opening yourself to what that's about. And again, the Lord's Prayer is a powerful series of affirmations, so it's a wonderful way. And you can do it with anything. You can do it with the prayer for protection. Yeah, the light of God. I mean, you can just stop right there and just breathe God in that moment. So slowing it down helps us do that as well. And this comes to a sense of style, of doing things, of the way that we do things, just be conscious. What I like to add, one of the things I like to add to my affirmations is signs from American Sign Language, because they're wonderful, wonderful. Like the sign for peace is this. So I think of this, I am God's peace. And whatever that's I haven't been peaceful about, I imagine that I'm just putting it there. I am God's peace. And I'm setting that aside, and I am peaceful. So again, if you want to do that, you can go online, whatever your search engine is, put ASL, American Sign Language, ASL, and whatever word you're looking for, whether it's peace or joy or love, and you'll find either a description or a video that'll give that to you. So that's it's a wonderful way to practice affirmations. One of the old arguments is about, is it more powerful to say your affirmations silently or to say them aloud? And my answer is whichever gives you more energy. If it's more energy for you to say them silently and focus inwardly, if it's more power for you to speak them out loud, do what works for you. Try both, see what happens. Now, if you're with someone else and they're making you mad, we say making you mad, it's really they're not making you mad, are they? They're just bringing up that stuff inside. And so you may not want to say your affirmation, I am peace, I am peace, I am peace, I am peace. You may go, oh, I'm glad you brought that up. And you're thinking in your mind, I am peace. I am peace. So either way, it works either way. Again, in Stretton Smith's 4T class, one of the assignments he gave us was to say, I am prosperous 100 times a day. Now, again, most people approach that as a tedious thing. I am prosperous. I am prosperous. I am prosperous. And I said, I've got to get over that because I want these words not just to be words, that I'm trying to get to. I want to have that feeling. So I would shift the emphasis to different words in the affirmation. I would say, I am prosperous. 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 So there's 10 right there. And see, by shifting where the emphasis goes, it shifts the experience, and it's not quite as tedious. And so finding ways that you can work with it, and I like play with it, to make it more alive for you. And of course, because I like to write songs, I just made this little ditty with those words, I am prosperous. This is the short version, so. I am prosperous, 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 I am prosperous. You want to try it? Here we go. I am prosperous, 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 I am prosperous. Okay, thank you. Because, you know, most of you were smiling for that, so it feels good, keeps us alive, keeps us connected with that. There are other traditions have other ways as well. So some traditions use prayer flags or prayer wheels, or in the Jewish tradition, the very Orthodox have what they call a phylactery. It's a leather box that they wear on their forehead that has scripture, their Jewish scripture in it, and it's there to remind them to stay connected to their law, to live out what their requirements are. And so whatever works, but again, finding ways and just... You know, imagine prayer flags and you've got written peace or joy or love or abundance, whatever it is on there. Fly them in your backyard or fly them in your front yard, just to there to remind you. The prayer wheels are very interesting. They put prayers in them and they spin them around. Anything that's spinning has a center. The center represents God. So it just helps us see that whatever's going on, whatever's swirling in our life, we're focusing on a prayer, we're connecting it to God. We're staying centered in that truth. We're staying centered in that power in our lives. The other thing that is very important is to add the word now to our affirmations. I am connected with God's wisdom now. Because when is the time that God has? God has now. That's what we have in God. And so saying now, again, helps us say, this is it. It's God's truth now, not God's truth next week that I hope I'll get to. It's God's truth now. It's working in my life right now. There was a patient's medical record that had a note from her doctor. The patient refused an autopsy. I hope if you're offered an autopsy, you'll refuse it. When I was at the church in Merced, there was a woman who came to church that asked me to come visit her mother. Her mother was near death, according to the doctors. And so I went to visit, and I took my guitar. And if you've ever been someone who's near death, their skin is sort of almost this greenish gray. And so this is the way the lady looked. And so I sang two of my songs. One of them is a song called Your Body is the Temple of God. By the time I finished the two songs, her skin was pink. And she lived on for several more years. So, you know, God is not this slot machine that we pull affirmation and it works, but God is this presence that's in our lives that wants us to express it. And that's what affirmations help us do, to help us live in that truth in every moment. And here again from Charles Frenwell's Prosperity, keep praying until affirmations become a habit of mind. So connect with and speak with authority that living word of God that you are. Blessings.
Unity of Tustin is supported through your generous tithes and love offerings. To support Unity of Tustin online, please click the donate button on our homepage. Thank you for listening.